B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, Derek, how can we help you, sir?
I need your help, man. I need you guys to help me find a girl that's been ghosting me.
Okay. Tell us a little more.
I met her online. Really good girl named Melody. Beautiful girl. Great personality. She makes me laugh. And we went out on a date, man. And it was a good date. Nothing really crazy happened. It's just ever since then, I can't get her back on the phone. She won't answer me back on social media. Nothing. It's just gone cold.
By nothing really crazy happened, what happened?
Well, okay, I'm going to keep it 100. Like, at the end of the date, I did have to get up and leave all of a sudden. I just had to get out of that place.
Yeah.
Okay, why?
Yeah.
All right. At the end of the date, I'm sitting there talking to her. Everything's going pretty well. And I noticed behind her, there's this old couple sitting behind her. And I actually know them. And I get uncomfortable. I have to leave when I see them in.
You knew an old couple and that made you uncomfortable?
I used to work in this ice cream shop, and these two old people own the shop. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you something. These people are completely f***ing okay? I can't
what?
Stand
okay.
Yes! These people used to make my life hell every day on purpose, then would smirk about it, man. I can't stand the mother.
Wait, so they were like your bosses, or?
Yeah, they own the shop, man. I'm telling you. I know, like, old people owning an ice cream shop. It sounds like it's all sweet. Ain't nothing sweet about them. They're f***ing horrible.
And you couldn't get over it? You don't
Jesus.
Work for them anymore?
He's so angry.
You let them destroy your date? That's some serious PTSD.
Bro, you don't understand how bad these people treated everybody, man. They talk down to you, call you names and she asked you, like, what's wrong? Because, you know, my whole mood changed. And I explained it to her, like, hey, these people, I can't f*** with them. I can't stand them. They're horrible. I got to bounce. I got to get out of here.
No, you were afraid you were going to assault an old person? Is that what it was?
You just don't understand how horrible these people made me feel, man. I couldn't be around them.
That's good. All right, so this could be it. This could be it. The fact that you can't handle an old person eating next to you. So, Derek, hang on. We're going to call her next, okay?
All right.
Second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
This is classic. We just spoke to Derek. He's looking for this girl, Melody, and I pray to God she answers the phone because... So they went on a great date, but during the dinner, an old couple sat next to Derek. And he couldn't handle it, so he had to get up and leave. No, I mean, there's more to the story. Basically, like, they used to be his bosses at an ice cream shop. And according to Derek, they treated him like crap. To the point, you have some traumatic memories when you see them, basically. Right, Derek?
I can't be around those people. I had to get the hell out of there.
Classic. So he literally, Melody could sense that something was off. He said, I can't handle Grandma and Grandpa Graytop over there. Because they used to be really mean to me when I was a little kid working for them. And
you got joke.
I'm afraid I'm either going to beat the crap out of them or burst out into tears right now as an adult grown man. So I need to end this date. I love this. Okay, stay quiet. We're going to try and call her right now.
Hello.
Hi, is this Melody?
Yeah, this is me.
Perfect. Okay, Melody, please don't hang up. I can explain who we are and why we're calling. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, there's three of us on the phone. We're calling from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And we got your phone number from a gentleman who likes you. You know him, and he would love to take you out on a nice date to see if you guys could, see if you guys have chemistry. And the reason that we're calling is because we're willing to pay for whatever date you choose. So,
Hold on. I'm sorry, you're saying a lot.
I am saying a lot because I don't want you to hang up. So basically, we're calling you to let you know there's a gentleman who wants to take you out on a date. I'm going to tell you. Okay, I'm going to tell you his name. But first, I'll let you know that if you say yes, we'll pay for whatever date you choose. You pick the restaurant, you pick the day, the time, all that stuff. We'll pay for everything, set it all up. And basically, you just show up and see if you and this guy can hit it off. Would you like to know the gentleman's name?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll tell you his name, and then you let us know what your first reaction is, okay? Because you know him. His name is Derek.
Are you kidding? Like, is this...
That is...
Okay.
Is that good or bad?
No, it's not good. That dude's a douche.
Okay, can I just explain? So he told us about what happened on your first date, how he had to leave abruptly because of the old people. Now,
yeah, because of a sweet, adorable old couple.
Yes. Is that the reason why you don't want to see him again?
So him just leaving because of an old couple, like in the middle of our date, would have been enough for me to not want to call him back or be with him because, like, seriously, something's wrong with you. But regardless, when I turned around to, like, stare at the devil, like, he was implying that these people are, like, the scum of the earth. Like, oh, my God, I should look out. The only people I could see at the bar were my mom and dad.
Your mom and dad?
Wait, what?
Oh,
Hold on. Melody, Derek's on the phone right now. Hold on a second.
Melody, what?
That's your mom and your dad. You come from the loins of the devil, is what you think.
Hold on, maybe it's not the devil. So, Melody, your mom and dad, they own an ice cream shop, or they used to own one?
Yes, they own an ice cream shop. Your parents are horrible, Melody.
If you come from them, I'm good with C-words, if I remember correctly. I don't want to take the spawn of Satan.
You are a piece of shit. My parents are angels. I cannot believe that you just left and you would say that they own a fucking ice cream shop. They're old.
That's what makes it so bad. They own an ice cream shop, but ain't nothing sweet about them.
Oh my God.
You seem like you're really traumatized from what Melody's parents did to you. Can you give us an example of how bad they were?
Well, yeah, actually I can. Like one time I was serving a couple and they had a little girl. And I gave the little girl an extra scoop. It was her birthday. Mm-hmm. He comes over. He's like, I saw you gave that kid an extra scoop. You know that's coming out of your check, right?
Yeah, right.
Wow.
One time, by mistake, I dropped a cone, right?
Uh-huh.
He comes over and he gets another cone and smashes it over my head. He's like, you dumb piece of shit.
I don't believe you.
My parents are so kind.
There is no way they would do stuff like that. And you're such a f***ing You're like 6'2", and my dad's like 5'7". So I'm not sure how he did this to you.
Derek, is that true?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. This is all just a joke. I don't ever want to see you again either. So this is great.
I got to ask. The reason we're here is to ask. Melody, would you like to see Derek again?
Hell no. No. I would like him to leave the town.
Go ahead. You can ask me if I want to go. No, I don't.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10s.
All you really need to know about tomorrow's Second Date Update on the 10s is that the guy we're going to be talking to, the son of a bitch who's an adult male, goes by the name of Gorgeous Gary. Unless he wrestles for the WWE, that should not be his name. I can't wait to hear this one tomorrow, 8:10.